Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yo, this is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 44 degrees at 7:30 here on a Monday morning. The U.S. Secretary of Defense is reacting to violence in Syria as Turkish forces attack that country.
Secretary Mark Esper on Fox News Sunday says he's aware of accounts of Turkish soldiers executing Kurdish prisoners, some with their hands bound.
It gets worse by the hour.
Esper says he's told his Turkish counterpart that there are consequences to this kind of incursion.
We will see everything from the release of ISIS prisoners to a humanitarian catastrophe. It will damage U.S. relations with Turkey.
Esper says the safety of U.S. forces is also a concern. That's why the president has ordered troops out of northern Syria, but not out of the country entirely. Economic sanctions on Turkey are also said to be ready to impose. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says two women and a baby were killed in a crash south of Lawrence.
Troopers say the crash happened just before 6 p.m. Friday on U.S. 59, when a southbound car went out of control, crossed the median into the northbound lanes, and was broadsided by another car. Investigators say the driver of the southbound car, 20-year-old Tiffany Cox of Ottawa, and two passengers, 19-year-old Kiffany Meichen and 8-month-old Azriel Ubalaker, both of Baldwin City, were killed in the crash. All three died at the scene. Officials say a 62-year-old Topeka man driving the car that hit Cox's car was taken to the hospital with minor injuries. The patrol is investigating what caused Cox to lose control of her car. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
As promised, Wichita Water Partners delivered a final price for the new treatment plant for the Oversight Committee Friday.
They also delivered a savings of about $20 million on the final cost of the project. Committee member Kathy Sexton tells KSN News that was good to hear.
We heard some details we hadn't heard before. This was good progress. Glad to see the team is where they're at right now.
She adds that she's glad to see the project submitted on time. Ron Corker with Burns & McDonald says they've dropped the price from roughly $524 to $508 million.
We have identified about $20 million of additional savings that the city will now evaluate and see if they agree.
The Oversight Committee will take another look at it later this month after city planners make their evaluation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A handful of Kansas counties are being urged to upgrade their voting machines to a voting system that creates a paper record of each vote.
The Topeka Capital Journal reports the American Association for the Advancement of Science urged Geary, Grant, Greeley, Hamilton, Harvey, Sumner, Wallace, and Wilson counties to upgrade to newer voting machines. Those eight counties currently use voting machines that record voter choices electronically without creating a paper record. Katie Kupel with the Kansas Secretary of State's office says fewer than 10 of the state's 105 counties use election equipment that doesn't create a paper trail. She says several counties are planning to buy new equipment before next year's presidential elections. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
At least two people were killed in New Orleans when a hotel partially collapsed.
I kept looking at it and it kept getting worse.
That's how one witness describes Saturday's partial collapse of the New Orleans Hard Rock Hotel. Several of the upper floors of the building, which is under construction, cascaded into the street. Fire Chief Tim McConnell says
it is still very unstable. Our folks went in initially, removed several people from the building.
Governor John Bel Edwards toured the scene and issued this warning.
This remains a very fluid and very dangerous situation. And every few minutes, something is falling off of this building.
Just why the collapse happened is under investigation. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
A 21-year-old Kansas City man has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the 2017 fatal shooting of a woman stopped at a traffic signal. The Kansas City Star reports Anton Hunter received the sentence Friday after pleading guilty in August to second-degree murder and weapons counts in the April 30th, 2017 shooting of 18-year-old Isabel Addison. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Another nice day expected in Wichita today with temperatures soaring above average. We should be in the low 70s by the time we head to lunch and 77 for the high. Winds will pick up out of the southeast later on this afternoon. Clouds move in tonight, our low 54, cooler and 66 on Tuesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour and 44 degrees. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Time for Mondays with the Mayor, Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. As I understand it, is on location in Overland Park. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct. It's our annual meeting of League of Kansas Municipalities, and I'm on the executive board of that league. And so we're up here in Overland Park where the convention is this year. Next year, the convention comes back to Wichita, Kansas, and so they rotate it amongst those cities. And so it's a great time for all of the mayors and electeds and managers to get together and just talk about things that are happening in our district. And this year, Cindy Claycomb had put in on the community engagement piece that we're doing, and we won an award from the league saying that our community engagement was worthy of being noted around the state. And so Cindy's up here to present and receive the award today.
Now, when you do have a meeting like this, Mayor, do you have break out in meetings and have and talk about the biggest problems in the cities, things like that?
Oh, absolutely. And we talk about how, you know, we had a great roundtable discussion about how cities run their meetings and do they allow public comment and how they do it. There's a lot of cities around the state that don't allow public comment at their meeting. And so they're saying, well, how do you all handle that? And so it's good conversation, and you know, it's nice to visit with other cities and hear their issues and how they're dealing with them, because whether you're a city of 500 or a city of 400,000, we have similar problems that can be addressed in similar fashion. So it's a great opportunity.
Now, you're going to be back tomorrow for the city council meeting, are you not?
Absolutely. We'll be back there and ready to go. And, you know, we had a really good meeting on Friday with our water partners that shared that they're going to come in under budget, what was shared. But I don't know why it wasn't reported that over the life of the loan, they will save $123 million in operational expense that wasn't previously counted on. And so that's a pretty significant savings that will help us keep the water rates down. $123 million just on the operational side is, I think, pretty significant.
Sounds like it. Now, tomorrow on the agenda, I see some IRBs, Industrial Revenue Bonds, for River Vista LLC. That for an apartment complex?
So that is the final letting of that complex there that has the bike and boat rental. You know, WSU actually runs that bike and boat rental portion of that. So I don't remember the details of exactly where that money is spent, but yes, that's part of that complex.
And also going to talk about fundings for the Aquatics Master Plan. That's on there too.
So that is really something that hasn't really gotten a lot of notice. We're going to build 12 aquatics playgrounds around the city, obviously in some of the poor neighborhoods of the city, because in some of the neighborhoods out west, they already have their pools, their HOA pools, and so they don't need us to build a lot of water parks out there. But we are going to make some dramatic improvements to all of the pools that we have, like at McAdams and the one there on 13th and by North High School. And so, and then we're putting one in Plainview Park that's never had any kind of water playground. And so that's exciting. I hope people appreciate, because the committee the that worked for the park board that they appointed at one time only said we need three pools. And so we've expanded that quite a bit and jumped that to six pools and six splash pads.
That's right. Not everybody can go down and swim in the Arkansas like you and I do, right?
Well, you know, when I grew up on the west side, there were times where we could just swim in the street after a good rain.
Yeah, I remember right there at West Street in front of the Taco Tico, right?
You're exactly right. You know it well. Absolutely.
Been there. Been there.
Probably not the safest thing we could have done, but it was available for us when we were kids.
You know, another item I spotted on the agenda for tomorrow is a special liquor tax allocation. Apparently some special liquor tax is being distributed to people who need a little help. Is that it?
So we do that annually. Again, we review that, and we use the liquor tax that we receive to help with some organizations that try and combat alcoholism and in some cases, drug abuse. And so it's an annual distribution that we do, and the committee reviews that, and they do a really nice job of making sure that those dollars are sent to organizations that are doing meaningful work.
Okay. I hope when Cindy Claycomb turns in her receipts and her vouchers for this trip, there's not a $250 buffet breakfast on there.
I don't think they have any $250 buffet breakfast. And she's on her own on that because all we get is a per diem. So if you want to go out and spend more than your per diem, you're allowed to. But she's pretty frugal.
I was going to say a city council member, Claycomb, is fairly slim. She doesn't eat a whole lot, I don't think. But anyway.
I don't think, looking at her, she probably doesn't need $250 worth of groceries in a month.
Oh, maybe a year.
Maybe not a year.
All right, there. Thanks for being with us this morning, as always. We appreciate it. Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell, Mondays with the Mayor, with Steve and Ted here on KNSS 741. And keep it here for Bill Roy coming up. Bill's going to talk about, he's going to give us an update on Wichita's new water plant. Another one, so that's on the way. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.